This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Our home tonight is Anna High School, and we've got a treat for you following Christmas and New Year's Day. It's our first girls' contest here in January, featuring a couple of fine clubs. The Anna Rockets, the Minster Wildcats. Anna unbeaten on the year, 10-0. And Minster comes in with a mark of 9-2. Anna 5-0 in the Shelby County League. Minster 4-0 in league play. Anna predominantly a senior club. Many of these young ladies, Chuck, on this green and white team have played high school basketball since they were freshmen. It's a unit that has really come together. Head coach Doug Martin has done a fine job. Only three times this year has Anna been seriously tested. 1-point win over Fort Loramie, 6-point win at Marion Local, 6-point win at Miami East. Both of those on the road. Kudos to the Anna Rockets riding high at 10-0. The Dayton Daily News top team in the region in Division III and could very well be ranked in the top five or six in the state when the first AP poll comes out.
Well, and I think they will be because name recognition, everybody knows Anna basketball. And this team, kind of a surprise, I think, a little bit because they lost Miss Everything in Kayla Bensman last year.
Yep.
But they have really become a unified team. Avery Benzman makes this team go. She is the best point guard in on any division that I've watched this year so far.
Well, she made the Rockets go in a huge recent victory late in the 2015 calendar year in Maria Stein against Marion Local. The Rockets won that on the road. Avery was great late in that game. Wound up with 12 points, made free throws, ignited fast breaks with a couple steals. She is the heart and soul of this team. She controls the basketball. She needs to stay out of foul trouble and run the offense. She's the orchestrator, so to speak, but she's got great support. Like the Anna boys team, fine balance on this girls team, Chuck. Nicole Bonnehorst is at 12 points a game. Macy Uhlskamp at 11. Claire Spicer at 9 points per outing. 6'1 junior in the middle. I think how Claire goes tonight may dictate in part how Anna goes, because Minster will have some size against Claire on the interior.
Well, and the game we saw them play against Fort Laramie, Claire did not really do much in the first half, but she really came in and took over in the second half, did a great job. Between her and Benzman, those two really were the key in that win. And at that point, it looked like an upset. I don't think it's an upset anymore.
I would agree with you 100% on that. This Minster team, head coach Nan Stecksholdy, it's a club about which you don't know who's going to be the top scorer from one night to the next. It's a different young lady. Courtney Pringer, an outstanding 6-foot-tall freshman, is rounding into excellent shape as she poured in 20-plus points in a recent win by this Minster club over LCC in a holiday tourney up in Lima Bath. You got Pringer in the middle, 6 feet tall. If she can score like that, it opens up the floor for everybody else for Minster, including Leanne Hillsman, who's been shooting the three extremely well. And how about Rosie Westerbeck? She is up there at 13 points a game, too.
Well, you're right. Pringer is the key to this thing, because if she becomes a dominant player inside, they already were a very good perimeter team. That's only going to make all those young ladies better and better, because if you've got to collapse and stop the six-footer, that opens up a lot more shooting lanes for the other girls.
It sure does. It's going to be a test of wills tonight. Minster will pressure Anna. Rockets will try to push it. I thought Anna did a pretty good job of beating Fort Laramie's pressure sometimes in that game. And then the Rockets attacked and took it right to the basket.
Well, I'm not her agent, but I'm going to go back to Avery Benzman. I'm not sure you can pressure that young lady. She handles the basketball so well, and she does not get rattled in the least.
Anna Lady Rockets coming off a Saturday game on the road. Anna blew out Bell Fountain away from home. Easy win. The Mr. Wildcats, by the way, played a game last night, defeating Jackson Center 42-27. That was a game rescheduled from right at the very start of the season when Jackson Center was winning the volleyball state championship.
Right. I mean, and that was great for Jackson Center. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, these kids are 15, 16, 17 years old. If they have tired legs from playing a game last night, they need to work out a little bit more. I don't think you're going to see any kind of a letdown out of Minster tonight.
One common opponent between the two. Anna defeated Marion Local by 6. Minster edged Marion Local by 1. You can throw that common score out the window. But I think the point can be made. These two teams are very high quality Division III, Division IV girls basketball teams, not only in this region, Chuck, but statewide. These two teams could go very deep in the tournament.
I think both teams have the ability to get to Columbus. I mean, they're going to have to play well. What's going to happen tonight is it's a close, I think both teams are incredibly evenly matched, and I think it's going to be a close game. But then you factor in some fouls, you factor in some different things that can happen.
Yep.
So the team that I think that takes care of the basketball and doesn't turn it, makes free throws, boxes out, doesn't give up a lot of second and third chance points, is going to win the game.
Two very good games between these clubs the last 2 years. Anna was a little outmanned the last two seasons. Minster with a little more experience on the floor when these two clubs got together in 2014-15 and 2013-14. But last season at Minster, it was a close game, a five-pointer. 2 years ago here, a close game, a four-pointer. Minster won both of those, but the Anna Rockets gave a very good account of themselves Anna's not going to back down, that's for sure.
No, I mean, when you think girls basketball in this area, right at the top of the list is Minster, Anna, Fort Loramie, and it doesn't matter who graduates, no matter where people go, those three basketball programs are as good as they get in the state of Ohio, not just this area.
Anna has some depth. The Rockets can go 7 or 8 deep. Minster can go 9 or 10 deep. We'll see Logan Arnold on the floor, Lauren Reckerman, Alexis Webker, Marissa Luthman, Hannah Schmidtmeyer, Allie Borgerding. All of these young ladies will see action for the Minster Wildcats. And I did not mention the freshman player for Minster, Courtney Pringer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing how much better she's gotten. We haven't seen them for a little bit.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to seeing how much she has improved.
So Minster is amazingly deep. The Wildcats could handle foul trouble a little bit better than the Anna Rockets. It promises to be a very good basketball game. Always is. It's an interconference matchup here tonight. Anna from the Shelby County League. Minster from the Midwest Athletic Conference. Anna unbeaten 10-0. Minster coming in 9-2. And Chuck, when you look at the Anna Rocket schedule, should Anna get by this game tonight, who knows? Anna might be rolling along 14-15-0, something like that, when the Rockets hook up with Fort Loramie next time around.
Well, I mean, that's a real possibility. I think they're good enough to do that. And you've got a team that you can tell they're very confident.
Right.
And that bodes well. I mean, that really builds what you want to try to do. And the coaching this year for Anna has been outstanding.
How many minutes do you think Avery Benzman will have to log in this game tonight in order for Anna to beat Minster? At 4 8-minute quarters, Avery's got to be out there
30. I think you give her a break at the end of a quarter. You give her a break at the end of the third quarter. A minute each time. You got halftime, and unless she gets in some kind of foul trouble, that's the only time she'd be off the floor for me.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. I agree with you 100%. I think head coach Doug Martin of Anna will follow that script. Avery Benzman will play just about every single second of this game, with brief respites maybe at the end of a couple or three periods.
She is such a tenacious defender. I mean, and she guards the ball better than anybody I've seen.
Yep.
Handles the basketball. She's just a complete player.
Anna Minster, opening tip-off upcoming in just a few minutes. Many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, and a new location in Troy, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. Those are our anchor underwriting sponsors. These additional sponsors, and gratitude to them as well, for sure. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program. Finish in 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Dickman in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, the household name in building. The In-Between, just south of Bodkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. These Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Minster Wildcats on a 3-game win streak after losing 2 games. They're only 2 of the year. Setbacks to St. Mary's 49-47 and Lima Bath 51-50. Chuck, with just 3 more points, Minster could be undefeated on the year, and we could have two clubs here tonight without a loss. Anna 10-0, Minster 11-0, but the Wildcats did drop two very close ones. Since then, Minster has reeled off wins over Salina, 47-43. Lima Central Catholic 71-50, and last night Jackson Center by a score of 42-27. Minster limited Jackson Center to under 30% shooting. Wildcats have a way of doing that with their outstanding team defense.
Well, I've been doing this with you for 6 years now, and I have never seen them. I've seen them have some bad offensive games. I've never seen them have a bad defensive game. Because if you do, you get to go sit next to coach.
Don't forget, we're right back here at Anna on Thursday night. Those Jackson Center Lady Tigers, about whom we spoke seconds ago, are here against Anna in a Shelby County League game Thursday. Tip-off is coming up on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The Minster Wildcats are being introduced here at the outset of this game. Minster in the road, black, orange numbers trimmed in white. Anna Schmidtmeyer opens up on the floor for Minster. Also in the opening five is Rosie Westerbeck. Leanne Yulsman starts at guard for Minster. Chuck, I want to make sure I get a correct look at these numbers. In fact, we see a numeral or two out there on the floor that we did not have in our official roster, correct?
For Minster,
Anna Schmidtmeyer starts.
21.
Leanne Yulsman starts.
She's 10.
Rosie Westerbeck starts.
She's 14.
Lindsay Retkerman starts.
She's 5.
And that fifth starter for the Minster Wildcats.
Well, they got Paige Toby, but I think that's the switch. I think
22's a starter, Allie Borgerty?
No. No? 13 starting, but I don't think that's Paige Toby. I think that's Courtney Pringer.
I think that is correct. Courtney Pringer is wearing 13. That must be her numeral. We'll sort it out for you in just several seconds.
Yeah, they introduced. Well, now she's out there at 30. I think they introduced the wrong person. 13 went out.
Exactly.
But 30's the starter, so we got the numbers are right.
Avery Benjamin starts at guard for the Anna Rockets. Claire Spicer in the middle. Nicole Barhorst, 12 points a game on the floor. Also in the opening five for the Anna Rockets is Macy Hulskamp, 11 points a game. Macy, just a sophomore. Anna wins the opening tap. It's Barhorst on the arc. Feed straight away to Hulskamp. Near side to Spicer, who looks for the cutter. Barhorst in the lane. Sarah Bettinger, a 5'8 senior, rounds out the opening five. Here's a pass by Benjamin. Baseline left for Spicer. Deflected out of bounds on the play by Minster. Getting a hand on that was Schmidtmeyer. Pettinger lobbing in. Top of the circle, Hulskamp down to Bensman. Bensman checked by Hulsman. Pass low on the right to Barhorst. Oh, what a block on the play. Good effort by Pringer, who got the swat. Minster recovers. Typical Minster defense right there. Hulsman up the floor for the Wildcats. Gives it up top of the key to Westerbeck. Drives down the left side of the lane. Flips up a shot on the run. Motoring toward the rim. It's short. No good. Rebound Anna. Here comes Bensman scooting down the floor. Gets a screen high left from Spicer. Now to Barhorst. No score. We've played a minute. On top of Hulskamp. Bounce pass right wing for Spicer. Pringer tips it away. Scramble for it. Tie up. Minster possession.
You don't want to throw lazy passes against this team.
Already Anna two possessions. And Minster's had a couple or three deflects here at the outset. 6:55 to go, first quarter. Hulsman in backcourt. Bensman all over her. She swipes it for Anna. Starts in toward the rim. Lays it up against contact. Short, no good. No foul called. Minster's got the board. Nice play by Bensman, who couldn't finish against the taller player. Wildcats, four court left. Here's a quick trigger by Westerbeck from way downtown. It rattles out. Down to Bensman of Anna. She dashes down the floor, leaves it to Bettinger on the arc. Skips it near side to Barhorst. Hitting the cutter, Bettinger. Here's a running bank shot. No good, too long. Rebound by Hulskamp. And she retreats to the arc to reset it. We played 90 seconds, no score. Minster defending way out high on the floor. Bensman drives all the way to the corner. Ball rotated nicely to Hulskamp. Foul line extended right down inside to Bettinger. Here comes Springer off her man to block it. Loose ball underneath. Bettinger gets the garbage and she's fouled. First 2 points of the game. Bettinger. Offensive rebound shot goes through. Foul Minster.
Well, they did a great job of staying with it because Springer had three blocks in that series down there.
That's a good thing we highlighted her in the opening. She has been dominant defensively so far for Minster. Free throw by Bettinger is in. And Anna opens up a 3-0 lead. 2 minutes gone. Minster in backcourt. Dribbling down the floor. It is Hulsman. Hulsman on the arc. Nearly double dribbled. She's checked by Bensman 25 feet away. Leanne steers off into the right corner. Pitches it back outside to Westerbeck. Number 5 for Minster is Lindsay Retkerman, a starter. 5'10 senior. Here's a nice drive from the left flank. Good effort taken all the way to the cup on the play by Hannah Schmidtmeyer. And she dropped one in off the window. She steered her way right to the basket. Anna gave her an alley, and she took advantage and capitalized. First goal by Minster, 3-2. Anna up one, 5:20 left to go first quarter. Spicer foul line, hits the cutter down the lane. Bensman to the rim, laid it up too strong. Tough break for her. Avery's had two on the rim come off. Minster snared the rebound. 5:08 to go here in the first quarter. 3-2 Anna. Here is Hulsman dribbling on the arc. Foul line extended right now. Shoots a 14-footer. Strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Pringer. Clawed away by Barhorst of Anna. She romps down the floor, gives it to Bettinger. Bettinger starts to drive, pulls up in the baseline to Hulskamp, who drops it. Ooh, might have gotten away with a double dribble. Back to Bensman. 3-2 Anna. 4:40 left to go first quarter. First 1-40, Chuck may very well win this game.
Both teams playing outstanding defense.
Spicer foul line to Bensman at the Rockets logo at midcourt. Anna starts his offense way out high. Give and go to Bensman, driving down the right side of the lane. Puts it up on the run, difficult shot, hit the rim, caromed away. Rebound Anna, loose ball, popped up in the air. Hulskamp's got it to Bettinger. 15-footer, swish! Scattered floor after Anna scrambled for the rebound. Bettinger on the jumper, 5-2, Anna. Good presence on the floor for Bettinger so far, all five of the Rockets' points.
She's very active on the offensive end right now.
Here is Bringer down low, getting it. Good entry pass for Minster. Powers to the rim, banks it down, and she's fouled. A defender on her back. Chance for Minster to tie it up. Courtney Bringer with 3-0 on her back, number 30. Just a freshman, outstanding performer, coming on very strong for Coach Nan Steck-Schulte's team. Bringer with an opportunity to complete a three-point play here. She dips the knees and hits the front rim, backboard, and trickles through. And we are even up at five. Full court pressure by Minster. handed in bounds to Benzman, to Barhorst, back to Avery. Avery streaks up the court, stops at the center logo.
They're lucky that wasn't a violation because she was out of bounds and they were both touching the ball at the same time.
It was going through my mind. It wasn't called, though. Good break for Anna. Here's a screen 20 feet from the basket by Bettinger. Whistle blows. What do we have? Timeout Rockets. Each team's offense being thwarted by the other club's great defense here at the outset. 3:41 left in the first. 5-5 tie on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Haley Balmer in the game now for the Minster Wildcats, right, Chuck?
Yep, she checked in.
Balmer in a wing. Here's Bettinger with the ball on the arc for Anna after the timeout. We're tied at 5. 3.5 to go first quarter. High post to Barhorst. Drives down the right side of the lane. Drops it off to Spicer. 14-foot jump shot. Bounces off, no good. Rebound low on the left by Yulskamp. Jammed out of bounds by Minster. Anna very tenacious on the offensive glass so far.
6 offensive rebounds for the Rockets. Only 1 for Minster.
We are tied up at 5. Ball inbounded, top of the circle to Barhorst. Straight away, a triple. Bingo! She's got it. Nicole Barhorst lights it up from downtown Anna. 8-5, Rockets in front. We near the 3-minute mark in the first. Minster with the ball 25 feet away. It goes on the play to Retkerman. Drives down the right side of the lane. Shot crammed. Knocked out of bounds by Barhorst. Good play by Anna. Boy, the defense, each end of the floor, mighty sticky. Every single shot, even pass, contested. Just like there. Inbounded by Minster from beneath the rim. Deflected by Anna. Caught by Anna. Benzman down the floor in a hurry. Good pass to the wing. Hillscamp barrels in for the left flank and has the layup. Good. Hasty 3-on-2 break by the green and white. 10-5, Anna with its biggest lead. 2:40 left to go in the first. Heelsman on the arc, hits Retkerman on the cut. Again, Anna spoils it. Punched out of bounds by Barhorst. Baseline right of the basket. Retkerman plays it in. It goes to Pringer, foul line. Right back to Retkerman, jumping, shooting, 17-footer. Bullseye, she hits. 10-7, Anna with 3. 2:24 to go first quarter. Scoring picks up. Benzema over the timeline for Anna. Throws a near side pass to Bettinger, 25 feet out. Bettinger looks for the cutter, finds Barhorst right down the lane. Oh, she was hampered and fouled. No whistle. Minster got a break. Loose ball to Minster. Here come the Wildcats down the floor quickly. It's Schmidtmeyer. Throwing straight away to a teammate. It is Balmer down the left side of the lane. Inside to Pringer. Pringer around the defender. Hillscamp. That's a point-blank shot. It goes in. Can't stop that. 10-9. Anna up 1. Minute 47 left here in the first. Benzman midcourt for Anna. Anna spreading the floor, starting its offense very high. Left side to Bettinger. On top to Hillscamp. Reaching in the Mitzer defender. Driving down the left side of the lane goes Barhorst. She tumbles. No, it was Hulskamp. Foul, Minster. Common personal. Ball out of bounds to Anna. Baseline left to the basket. Rockets will throw in. It is Bettinger who will trigger. Minster zoning right beneath the rim. It goes to Barhorst. Open left flank. 18-footer just inside the arc, and she drills it.
You do not want to give her any opening. That girl can shoot it.
12-9. Anna in the lead with 3. A minute 20 left first quarter. Here is Minster trying to beat pressure. Down the floor quickly to Pringer. Pringer, a right wing jumper. No. Hit the back flange. Kick to Spicer for Anna. Minster shot it fast. The 6-foot freshman, Pringer, drifted to the outside, let it fly. Couldn't make it. Here is Anna on the right wing. Barhorst tries to lob down into Spicer. She's sandwiched by 2 players, Minster on the steal. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. 12-9 Rockets. Here is Minster's Balmer stepping inside the arc. Jump shot, left side of the floor, swish, she's got it. Boy, she shook free and pumped it home. Shooting has really picked up. Here's Benzman storming her way down the floor for Anna, going pell-mell. Minster trailing her and fouling with 36.3 to go in the first quarter. Anna up 1-12-11. High-quality girls basketball here tonight at Anna. Baseline right, Bettinger inbounding for the Rockets. Sends it out back to Benzman, who looks at the clock. Half minute to go, first quarter. Benzman starts to drive. Goes to Hulskamp, left corner, hits the cutter down the lane. Beautiful play. Barhorst on the finish.
What a great look and pass that time by Hulskamp.
20 seconds to go in the first quarter. 14-11 in favor of Anna. Benzman guilty of grabbing the arm of the Minster player in backcourt. Wildcats will throw in with 19.5 to go here in the first period of play. Ball inbounded 25 feet away. 14 for the Minster Wildcats is Rosie Westerbeck. She's controlling the basketball. She may go one-on-one. She flies into the lane. Shot deflected by Bettinger. Anna comes away with it. The quarter closes. That's what Minster had in mind. Clear it out for Rosie Westerbeck. She took it right down the pike. But Bettinger would not be denied. She broke up the shot. The first quarter ends. And a 14, Minster 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
And they were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
As we start the second quarter of play, the five on the floor for Minster are Lindsay Retkerman, Rosie Westerbeck, Hannah Schmidtmeyer, Courtney Pringer, and Leanne Hilsman. Anna with the ball to start the period, up three. Barhorst 25 feet away, looks for Bettinger in the middle. Holly Boyd starts action, second quarter for the green and white. Boyd, a senior, 5'7 player. Here's a jump shot, foul line extended left. Missed by Anna, rebound, yanked down by Minster. Long pass down the floor to the driver, Schmidtmeyer through the lane. Batted free by Anna. Loose ball picked up, short jumper, Retkerman. Crammed by Anna, goes out of bounds.
Wow, good defense that time. Barhorst blocked two straight shots.
Sterling defense at both ends of the floor. Anna right now exhibiting it on Anna's defensive side of the court.
Well, you need to ball fake and get it off her feet so you can shoot the ball instead of just sticking it in her hand.
Every shot, virtually every single pass being contested in this game so far. Anna's gone some zone now. Here's a three-point shot by Hilsman. It's dead center, in and out. No good, tough break. Rebound, Minster down inside, bobbing and weaving. Is Schmidtmeyer for two.
That time she went ahead and did the up and under instead of trying to just go right back up.
Well done by Hannah Schmidtmeyer of Minster. 14-13. 1 point lead, Anna. 6:50 left to go, second quarter. Bettinger's got it 25 feet away. Now to Boyd between the circles. Looks for Hulskamp rolling to the rim. She's not available. Gives it up to Macy. Here's a right wing jumper inside the arc. Bingo! She's got it. 16-13. Anna back up three. Offenses have really warmed up since the first 3 minutes of this game. Hulsman gets a look top of the key. Doesn't let it fly. Gives it up. Gets it back. Foul line to Pringer. Here's a jump shot. Long one. Right side of the floor. Retkerman missed it hard. No good. Weak side rebound, Minster. Hulsman dashes into the lane. Hits a cutter. Shot left short by Westerbeck. Rebound to Bettinger of Anna. Backcourt to Benzman. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Anna up three. Benzman's double teamed. Gives it up low on the left to a teammate at Chilscamp. Overshoots. Well guarded. Tie up on the rebound. Minster possession. Macy would like to have that shot back.
Yeah, she never got control of it before she went up.
Good tight defense by Schmidtmeier. That's Hannah Schmidtmeier of Minster. Made Macy shoot it a little strong, and now Minster has possession. A three-pointer would tie. 16-13, Anna. Westerbeck, far right side of the floor, skipped to the near side to Hulsman, picked up by Boyd. Anna in a zone. Here's Westerbeck 20 feet away. To Retterman, to Hulsman. Skipped far side of the court, broken up, goes out of bounds. Barhorst nearly intercepted it.
Playing both ends of the floor tonight.
Anna Rockets really charged up for this interleague scrap with the Minster Wildcats. 16-13, Anna up three. 5.5 to go here in the second period. Hulsman top of the circle for Minster. Left side pass, Retterman. Hulsman controlling on the arc. Ball skipped into the left corner. Retterman is open for a second. Lets it fly. Hit the rim long. Knocked away out of bounds. Rolling to the boundary. Touched by Minster. Anna possession. 10 players in backcourt. Minster applies pressure. Inbounds to Boyd. Holly Boyd streaks down the floor. Top of the key. Foul line. A good pass to a teammate coming in from the left wing. Shot too hard. No good. Tie up on the board attempt this time. It will be Anna possession. Boy, I love the way Anna's attacking against Minster's press.
You cannot press Avery Benzman, and she did a great job. She hit Boyd down there on the block, and she just missed the shot.
Boyd inbounds for Spicer right to a Minster player who picks it off. Wildcats have it down three, 5 even to go here in the second quarter. On the arc, Minster. It is Retterman. Westerbeck slices through the lane, tries to thread the needle on the play to Pringer. Anna gets a piece of it. It's on the floor. It's all knotted up once again. Minster will get benefit of the arrow. Baseline left of the basket. Retterman inbounding for the Minster Wildcats. She looks. Way out to Hulsman. Hulsman's got it. The 5'4 sophomore guard. Anna Schmidtmeier, the only senior out there on the floor right now for the Minster Wildcats, who have just a pair of seniors on the entire varsity roster. Ball bounce, deep right corner. Retterman swings it back out on top. Now to Hulsman. Minster stifled momentarily by Anna's zone. Anna leads it by three, 16-13. 4:27 to go here in the second quarter. Shot fake Westerbeck. Straightaway Hulsman. She sizes up a three ball, lofts it toward the rim. Off to the left, no good. Rebound pulled down by Barhorst and Anna. She's crowded in backcourt and fouled by Minster.
Not only do they only have two seniors, but they have the best JV team we've seen all year.
Mindy Schmidtmeier on the floor now for the Anna Rockets, a 5'11 senior. Anna Schmidtmeier plays for Minster. She's a 5'10 senior. Anna inbounding. It goes to Boyd. Boyd on the bounce up the floor. Right wing pass for Anna. Goes to Kristen Grimes, is in now, a 5'7 senior. Kristen's played a very good role off the bench for Anna this season. Now 25 feet away. Grimes still dribbling. Loops the ball to the right corner. It's intended for teammate Macy Hulsman. It's too far, and it bounces off the court of play. 3:52 to go here in the second quarter. Nobody's notched a point, Chuck, in nearly 2 minutes. That's how good the defenses have been.
Yeah, each team has a basket here in the second quarter.
4 minutes, 20 seconds gone in period number two. Here's a deep three, left side of the floor by Hulsman. She can't find the range so far. Missed it off the back rim. Weak side rebound, Westerbeck. Turnaround banker from 10 feet goes in. 16-15, Anna up one. Grimes to midcourt, 3:20 left to go, first half. Grimes on the dribble. Coming out to catch it for Anna is teammate Kristen Grimes. She took the pass from Boyd. Minster nearly swept in and recorded another steal. Was a foul called at Minster or ball out of bounds?
No, they caught it. They caught a foul on Rutgerman.
Rutgerman grabbed the arm of the Anna player. Team foul situation, only two on Anna so far in this game. Five on Minster. Outside the arc, right wing, it's Grimes for Anna. Straight away to Bettinger. Left side of the floor, Avery Benzman. 16-15, Anna up one. 2:57 to go here in the second quarter. Boy, the defenses have stalled the offenses in this period, that's for sure. Anna trying to probe the middle of the floor. Can't do it at the moment. Minster in a zone. Anna in a zone. And the zone defenses are stifling the other club at this point in the game. Anna jams a pass down inside in traffic. Spicer got a hand on it. And it was clawed away from her out of bounds off Minster.
Called a third foul on Rutgerman.
Three on Rutgerman, six on the team. Substitution for Anna. Also one for Minster.
And Bauman's going to come back in, and Rutgerman's going to have to sit.
Yep, Rutgerman out. Haley Ballmer back in for the orange and black. Baseline right, Bettinger to Trigger, looking. Ball high overhead. Fires to Benzman near midcourt. 2.5 to go, second quarter, 16-15. Anna up one, high posted Spicer. Near side pass for Barhorst. Punched away by Minster, which gets the deflection. Quickly down the floor, Hulsman. Right wing jumper, long one by the Wildcats for the lead. Hannah Schmidtmeyer missed it off the flange. Rebound ricochets to Benzman for Anna. Look at her go to work down the floor. Spinning shot in the lane. Won't go. It came off. Hillscamp with the offensive stick back, and she's fouled. She'll get two. Avery Benzman shooting in tough luck right around the rim. Of course, she's moving so fast toward the basket oftentimes, Chuck.
Yeah, she's playing a great floor game, and you're right. She's had three that just rolled off the rim on her.
Free throw, Hulscamp, Anna in and out to the left. Second shot, Macy. Anna up 1-16-15. 2:08 to go, second quarter. Free throw number two on the way. Back iron, not good again. Rebound, Minster. Nice job of Westerbeck for the Wildcats. She strolls to midcourt. Near side pass to Hulsman. Zone defense by Anna, forcing Leanne Hulsman 25 feet away from the basket. To the right to Ballmer. Ball looped into the left corner. Straight away inside the top of the key. Westerbeck left open. Soft 18-footer. Front rim, backboard, and it falls in. And Minster's got the lead by one, 17-16. Minute 35 to go here in the first half. Benzman, timeline for Anna. Screen by Spicer. Left side pass to Benzman. Ball high overhead to Bettinger. Bettinger hits the cutter in the lane. Oh, quick hands from Minster. Ball knocked free. Benzman gets it right back for Anna. Drops a pass off to Bettinger. Off the top of her head. Goes to the baseline. Anna scratching and clawing for the ball. Out of bounds to Minster.
They need to just calm down a little bit offensively. They were really out of sync that time down the floor.
Yep, Anna's offense has been held in check big time here in quarter number two. Just one bucket. Minute to go, first half. Minster ahead by one with the ball. Left corner of the floor. It is being handled there by Hannah Schmidtmeyer. Ball skipped to Westerbeck on top. Hulsman flashing to the post is Schmidtmeyer. Right wing Westerbeck, she's got a good look from three-point land, and she parries it. Minster by four, 20-16, seven straight for the Wildcats. Here's Avery Benzman down the floor in a hurry, drops it off to Hulsecamp. Left side to Barhorst. Barhorst romps through the lane to Bettinger. Bettinger back through the lane. Little short jumper right in front off the back rim, and it falls in there. Good bounce for Bettinger for Anna.
They needed that.
Yep, excellent first half for Sarah Bettinger, the senior for the Rockets, 5'8 performer. 16 seconds to go in the half. Minster up two now, 20-18. Clock winding down to 9-8-7. Minster, Schultzman's got it 25 feet away. Looped into the corner, three ball, Minster in the air, swish! Long jumper good just before the buzzer by Haley Ballmer. And the Minster Wildcats have earned a 5-point lead at the intermission break. Nice sharing of the basketball by Minster. against the zone. The Wildcats proving they, too, can shoot the ball from the perimeter. Well done, Bemidster. First half in the books. The Wildcats lead the Rockets by 5, 23-18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Minster girls with a fine comeback in the second quarter lead Anna 23-18 here at the half. Anna undefeated 10-0 on the year, and Minster 9-2. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaches out to assist small businesses providing high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, spyware service upgrades, custom builds, remote management, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. It's Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, offering high-quality computer service. He's prompt on time. Phone 937-538-6948. 538-6948. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Very good defense by Minster, Chuck, in that second quarter. 4 points for Anna. That's it.
Yeah, they played outstanding defense. Actually, the entire, even though they gave up 14 in the first quarter, it was Anna shooting the ball and running their offense better. 15-13 rebounding advantage for the Rockets. 8-6 on the offensive boards. Anna turned the ball 6 times. Minster only turned it twice. That's pretty impressive. 1-for-3 from the free throw line for the Rockets. Minster made the only free throw they attempted. They were 1-for-1. Individual scoring for Minster, it was Rosie Westerbeck with 9. Then they got 5 from Courtney Pringer, 4 from Hannah Schmidtmeyer, 3 from Haley Balmer, and 2 from Lindsay Richterman. They scored 11 and 12, 23 for the first half. Only 3 people scored for Anna in the first half. 7 for Bettinger, 7 for Barhorst, 4 for Huelskamp. Benzman didn't score, and Spicer didn't score. That's kind of a problem. They scored 14, but only 4. They trailed 23-18 at the half.
Against Anna's zone in that second quarter, Chuck, Minster darned and determined to share the ball on the arc, make an occasional skip pass, shoot the 3. They got the shots they wanted, eventually hit a couple big triples to forge a 5-point lead at the break.
Well, I got a little confused of why Anna went to the zone, because they're not in foul trouble. They held them to 11 points in the first quarter, but they opened up the fact that Westerbeck and Balmer hit a couple of big threes there,
yep,
and that's what pushed the lead out to 5 at the half.
It was a 16-13 game. Anna was in front halfway through that second quarter of play. The Minster went on a 7-0 run, and the Wildcats have a 5-point advantage at the break. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewy of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Don't miss out on big sales, high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Go to the website for added savings, goffneyfurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. More savings for you at the website, goffenafurniture.com. 23-18, Minster over Anna here at the half. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal, promoting student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com, and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 10 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during girls' games, we spotlight a couple players, one from each school. Tonight for Anna, it's senior Holly Boyd. She has a 3.6 GPA, daughter of Brian and Nancy Boyd, was a midfielder on the Anna soccer team, volunteers for both Dorothy Love and the hospital, participates in FTA, and will study at either Edison or Rhodes and pursue a career in physical therapy assisting. For Minster, it's Leanne Hulsman, a senior, 4.0 GPA, daughter of John and Michelle Hulsman. She was on the volleyball team, pole vaulted for track, drama, youth leadership yearbook, and National Honor Society. She will study business at the University of Cincinnati. For Anna, Holly Boyd highlighted tonight. For Minster, Lee Ann Hulsman, the two seniors under the spotlight thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
A 10-2 run by Minster last 3.5 minutes of the second quarter has sparked the Wildcats to a 23-18 advantage. We start play here in the third, Anna with the ball, far side of the floor. Bettinger inbounds to Avery Benzman. Goes high post to Spicer, who's not looking. It's knocked away by Westerbeck, and she hustles down the floor, is tripped on the play by Benzman, who picks up foul number two.
Yeah, that was a combination. That was kind of a lazy pass, and Spicer never made any attempt to go get the ball.
Yep.
Westerbeck made a great defensive play.
Little careless Anna on both ends of that play. Minster inbounding, baseline right at Chilsman. Throws on the arc to Westerbeck. Leanne Yulsman, Rosie Westerbeck on the floor for Minster. Courtney Pringer in the middle. Anna Schmidtmeyer at a wing along with Haley Balmer. Sizing up a three, straight away Westerbeck. Nobody picked her up for Anna. She left it short, though, and Anna corrals the rebound. It went from Hillscamp to Avery Benzman. Anna down five, half minute gone, third quarter. Nicole Barhorse left wing. Throws to a cutter, Hillscamp darting in, down the lane, caught it, laid it through against Springer. Nice shot, Hillscamp on the conclusion of the play for Anna to make it a 23-20 game.
She is such a strong girl. If you let her get down on that block, she's going to score on you.
Anna girls cut to the basket very well without the ball, Chuck.
Yes, no doubt.
1 minute gone, third quarter, 23-20. Minster by three, loose ball midcourt. Hillsman dribbling against Avery Benzman, who tried to reach in and swipe, but it goes out of bounds to Minster. Right below us, Hillsman will throw in. Minster in the road, black-orange numbers, trimmed in white. White Minster across the front, black socks, black shoes. Anna White from top to bottom, green numerals, green stripes down the sides of the shorts, also in black sneakers tonight. Left side of the floor, it is Westerbeck, starts in, pulls up, tries a soft nine-footer, dancing on the rim three times, came off, kerplunk, into the lap of a Minster player, and a tighter up, out of bounds to Minster, left side of the basket. Minster fans unhappy about that call. Lobbed into Pringer, who goes out near midcourt to run it down. Right side to Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer looks in the paint for an offensive teammate, and as she does so, the whistle sounds. We've got an unstationary screen set by a Wildcat player.
Yeah, I didn't see that either, but...
And a possession, 10 players in backcourt, Minster puts on the heat.
I think that evened up the foul that they called a held ball.
It goes into Avery Benzman, 6:25 to go, third quarter. To Spicer, 25 feet away. Right side of the floor to Barhorse, back out to Spicer. Hillscamp, Benzman wants to drive, and Hillsman does, stops, puts up a bank shot, 8-footer, bounced off, rebound Pringer. Avery can't get those short ones in traffic to go. Minster, forecourt right. In the corner, Hannah Schmidtmeyer looks for the post player, Pringer. We've got over-guarding against Anna.
Yeah, Spicer was pushing her, using her hips to try to keep her from getting to the basketball.
6 minutes left in the third. Only 2 points scored in this period so far. That bucket by Anna. Minster lobbing in. Caught by Hillsman over the shoulder, 20 feet away. High screen from Pringer. Pringer rolls and goes on the arc to Westerbeck. Oh, she finds room.
Wow.
She rips from the right corner of the floor to the basket, dropped it in off the backboard. A good crease for her to the rim. Steal backcourt. Hillsman Minster driving, left-handed shovel shot. Yes! A quick four by Minster, which has its biggest cushion, 7. 27-20. Inbounded Avery Benzman. Some 70 feet from the basket. She is tagged from behind by a Minster player who commits a common foul. Anna Rockets need a timeout. Anna reeling a little bit. Anna allowed a very hasty 4 points there for the Wildcats, who lead it 27-20. 5:38 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled to perfection patties of our own fresh, never frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
Minster 27 and a 20, 5 minutes 38 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Full court pressure by Minster. 10 players, rear side of the timeline. Bettinger, Hillscamp, Benjamin Spicer, Barhorst, out there for the green and white. Inbounded, then thrown right back to Benjamin. Straightaway Hulskamp, left side Benninger, 20 feet away. Minster guarding tightly out on the floor. Here's a drive from the right corner, but Benjamin pulls up, can't shoot. Gives it to Benninger inside the arc, way long on the 18-footer. And the weak side rebound is fumbled away out of bounds to Minster.
Anna needs to find a way to get the ball to Nicole Barhorst and out of their offense. She hasn't taken a shot here since she had 7 in the first quarter.
Minster trying to take control of this game. Ball inbounded in backcourt to Westerbeck. Loops it up the floor to Balmer. Balmer steers in from the left wing. Dribbles. Goes near side. On the play to teammate Hannah Schmidmeier. Good high-low action down inside to Bringer. Blocked on the play by Barhorst. Looked like she got plenty of leather. It's ruled a two-shot foul.
Yeah, I couldn't see if she came off the ball on the arm or not, but she did a good job on help defense on the backside.
5 minutes even to go here in the third quarter. 7-point lead, Minster. Pringer tries to add to it. The 6-foot freshman is at the charity line. A lot of rim and backboard on that shot. The ball rolls around and goes down through the cylinder. She'll take it.
She'll call it a swish tomorrow in school.
28-20, Minster. And that one is swished. 29-20. Minster has garnered a 9-point advantage. Biggest of this game. And in the hurry up, Benjamin dribbles down the floor fast. Pulls up outside the arc on the right. Looks near side for Benninger. Benninger 25 feet away. Now to Spicer. To Benjamin, right wing. Throws cross court to Barhorst, low on the left. On the cue from Chuck McBee. Barhorst missed it though. A gimme, point blank range, had the shot she wanted. Maybe surprised she was that wide open. And on the rebound attempt, it's all knotted. Arrow favors Minster.
I think they just called a foul on Barhorst. That's her second.
Oh, they did.
Yep.
No tie up. Foul number two. Nicole tried to lunge in to get the rebound back after she failed on the short shot. Minster in backcourt. And here's a travel. Good call by the referee. Under pressure, Redkerman got the ball in the corner. She was trapped, and she pivoted both feet all the way around to get a good look at the court. 9-point lead, Minster. Anna with possession in its half court. Benninger into Benjamin. Benjamin 25 feet away. Hulsman on her. Spicer high post, drops it down to Hulskamp. Hulskamp dribbles off her shoe. It goes out of bounds.
Well, she's going to get the turnover, but that was just a bad pass in traffic. She had no place to go with that, even if she caught it.
A little sloppy. Minster's defense was right on top of it. Here is Westerbeck in backcourt. Loops a left-hand pass down the floor to a teammate, Reckerman. She barges in from the right wing, tipped away by Benjamin, into the hands of Barhorst. Barhorst back to Benjamin, too tall on the pass. It goes out of bounds. 4:14 to go here in the third quarter. Minster ahead of Anna by 9. Anna Rockets have found it difficult to score points. With just under 4 to play in the second quarter, Anna had 16. Here's a long three ball by Hulsman. She's left open, and she connects for Minster, which has stretched the cushion to a dozen now, 32-20. Benjamin down the floor for Anna, pulls up. Yep, with about 3:50 to go until halftime, Anna led in this game 16-13. Anna's offense has stalled since. Let's see if that basket can get the Rockets going. It was Benninger low on the left. Got a good entry from Hulskamp and swished a turnaround 8-foot jumper.
This is the most active I've ever seen Sarah on the offensive end.
She's had a fine game. Outstanding outing for Sarah Benninger. She's carried the Rockets. Only 6 points by Anna in the last 9 minutes. Here's a drive right down the middle of the floor. Probing the lane goes Redkerman for Minster. Her shot is short. Tipped by Anna. It rolls over the baseline. Minster will throw in. Allie Fisher, 5'4 sophomore, on the floor for the Wildcats. Inbounding below the basket is Redkerman. She looks. Sends it out back to Fisher. Deep right corner, Redkerman down inside to Pringer. Spins around Spicer, left it short, no good. Good hustle by both teams on the rebound. A pair of hands clamped the ball. It's ruled Anna's possession as a result of the error.
Well, Pringer had a good look at it that time. She just came up just a little short.
Yep. She will make those more often than not. Just over three to play in the third quarter. Anna Rockets with 6 points in the last 10 minutes, 32-22 Minster. Deep right corner, Barhorst. Between the rings, Avery Benzman. Oh, hits the cutter down the lane to Chulskamp, who caught it on the run and laid it in. What a great pass. Benzman on the look. Here's a steal by Anna in backcourt. Benzman on the intercept, driving and scoring. Four quick ones by the Rockets, who cut it to six. Minster being challenged in backcourt. Anna kicks the pass out of bounds. Eight players to the rear of the timeline. Anna puts on the heat. 2:44 to go, third quarter. Inbounded, 70 feet from the basket. With the ball for Minster is Hannah Schmidtmeyer. Fires it down the floor to Westerbeck. Hits a cutter, Pringer to the rim for two, and she's fouled.
Wow, what a good look by Westerbeck, and Pringer used her left hand.
And the six-footer ran the court nicely for Minster. She was out in front. Wildcats whip pressure. Pringer, the six-foot freshman, led the way for the two. She's at the stripe, a three-point chance. Shot by Pringer, dead center.
4 for 4 from the free throw line for the freshman.
Just a 10th grader. She has sparkled here tonight for the Minster Wildcats. 35-26 in favor of Minster. 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. Here comes Benzman. Hustling down the floor for Anna. Leaves it to Barhorst behind her. Long skyscraper of a three. No good. Weak side rebound Boyd of Anna. She's grabbed on the wrist. Anna once trailed by 13. It's now a 9-point game, 35-26. Little spurt by Anna silenced on the 3-point play by Pringer of Minster. 25 feet away, Barhorst for Anna. Out of Benzman between the circles, picked up by Hulsman. Benzman down the lane, back out to Bettinger. Straight on Barhorst, thought about the three, didn't pull the trigger. Right side Boyd, left hand bounce, foul line. Pass left side of the floor for Bettinger, picked off by Westerbeck of Minster. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Combination of Minster anticipating and Anna being a little careless. Here's a scrap for a loose ball at midcourt. Benzman tries to dig it off the floor against Hulsman of Minster. They tie it up. Arrow favors the Wildcats.
You can't cross over in front of Benzman.
Never. Minute 55 to go in the third. 9-point lead for Minster. Left side pass, Retkerman, 25 feet out. Into the top of the circle, Pringer. Right flank, Westerbeck. Coming out to catch Hulsman. Minute 35 to go, third quarter. Behind the arc on the left, it's Retkerman. Lobbing into Pringer, back to the basket, goes up with the left hand. Wow! Beautifully done.
Well, and they realized that Spicer's out of the game, and they went down and went right to her.
Minute 20 left in the third quarter. Minster surges back to an 11-point cushion. Bettinger straight away, Hulskamp puts it on the deck, starts to drive down the right side of the lane, meets resistance, flips it up anyway, around and out, lot of contact, foul by Minster, two free throws, Hulskamp of Anna. She forced the action and the contact as well and attracted a two-shot foul. 11-point lead, Minster, 37-26, Hulskamp's free throw is short. Anna has not gotten to the line too often in this game, Chuck.
Well, they are 1 for 4.
Minute 14 left, third quarter, 11-point lead Minster, which was up 5 at the half. Well, aside from a very short spurt here in this third quarter, when Anna got two buckets in the span of about 15 seconds, Minster's defense has handled Anna since the middle of the second quarter of this game. Second free throw good by Hulskamp of Anna. 10-point contest, 37-27. Minster having difficulty getting it in. It's to Hulsman in backcourt. Nearly picked off on the play by Anna. There's a quick whistle, a jump, and the Rockets get the benefit.
My goodness, that was a quick whistle.
Barhorst got a paw in there on the leather for a fraction of a second. Whistle blew. Benefit on the arrow to Anna. Deep right corner, Boyd, open, hurls up a three, short. Rebound, Minster. Ball dropped in backcourt, but Westerbeck. Spicer digs it off the floor. Scattered court now. Benjamin ahead to Bettinger. Fouled from behind. Two free throws coming. Minster a bit sloppy. Anna at the stripe. Bettinger, two free throws coming. 37-27. Minster, 56.3 to go, third quarter. Free throw Bettinger up and good. 37-28, Minster.
Sarah's got 10 now.
Second free throw, Bettinger. Dips the knee, shots on the way, yes. 37-29, Minster ahead by 8. Minster in backcourt. Ball fed to Retkerman. She's double-teamed, loops it cross-court, nearly picked off by Bettinger. Here come the Wildcats, 4-on-3, pulling up, 16-footer, no good by Westerbeck, hit the rim shy, rebound corner by Bettinger to Benzman. Anna with 38 seconds left in period number 3 can cut it to 6 here. Outside the arc, Bettinger floats it to a cutter, Barhorst down the lane, too hard, weak side rebound, Spicer, she positions back to Barhorst, 16-footer short, rebound top of the key, scrambling for it, Benzman, Westerbeck, who's got it? Jump ball this time, Minster possession with 20.4 to go. Anna unable to cash in, had chances, Chuck.
They had two really good looks that time, and you're not going to see Nicole Barhorst miss that layup that badly.
Occasionally when good defense is played against you, you hear footsteps.
Yep, no doubt about it. It's like catching that pass over the middle.
Yeah. Exactly. Contact's coming. You don't know when. Here is Minster with 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Baseline drive by Ballmer. Left it short. No good. Rebound Boyd. Dribbles to midcourt. Kicked away by Minster. Buzzer sounds, and that's it. Minster was up 5 at the half. Wildcats lead by 8 at the end of 3. 37-29 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Minster 37, Anna 29. We start play here in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Anna rockets an offense to her left. Barhorst cuts through the lane. Bettinger can't dish it to her. On a weave out front, it goes to Benzman. Benzman dribbling, guarded by Leanne Hulsman of Minster. Right side to Barhorst. Baseline drive by Nicole. A running banker, short, no good. Rebound tied up beneath the rim. Minster possession as Bettinger and Hannah Schmidtmeyer were reaching for the basketball. It was a 50-50 ball. Minster gets it. Wildcats turn. Inbounded to Westerbeck. She roars up the floor, pulls up outside the lane on the left, nearly walked. Fumbled the basketball away to Bettinger of Anna. Rockets within 8. 35 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Anna's only scored 13 points in the last 16 and a half minutes of this game. Outside the arc on the right, it's Bettinger. Between the rings, Juleskamp. Credit Minster's defense. It has been stellar. Oh, a little give and go. Barhorst on the arc finds Benzman cutting. The smaller Benzman has her shot knocked away by Minster. Symbolizing Minster's defense tonight right there.
That's Luthman. She has come in. Now, she played a lot early in the season, but the freshman is getting more time. But she does give him a nice presence off the bench.
Yep, 5'10 junior Savannah Luthman with a good block. Last trip down by Anna. Minster calls a timeout. 6:49 remaining in the fourth. Minster 37, Anna 29. Chuck will keep it right here. Let our listeners know all about the fine food available for you in Fort Loramie at Brookins. If you have not heard about Brookins, it has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams on the walls beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners and the many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor available, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street on the web at brookins-usa.com. Well, after the timeout, Minster inbounds it, and Anna gets a hand on the loose basketball, ties it up. Rockets have possession now. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Benzman, little give and go in the lane for Juleskamp. Shot blocked again by Pringer. Juleskamp gets it back. Drives down the right side of the lane. A lot of contact. Players went sprawling. Juleskamp whistled for a walking violation.
Well, it's going to be that or a charge.
Yep.
So.
Good call by the referee. It's still 37-29 Minster. Wildcats in backcourt being challenged by Anna's pressure. Dribbling up the left side goes Lindsay Retkerman. Retkerman into the floor, being pushed from behind by an Anna player as she raced into the forecourt. Foul Anna, 16 fouls Rockets, 5 on Minster. Mettinger picked it up for first. 6:20 to go in the fourth. Ball lobbed in foul line. Handed off to Anna Schmidtmeyer for Minster, 25 feet away. Now to Retkerman, high left. Between the circles, Hulsman, Benzman on her. Minster spreading the floor a little bit more, being clock conscious. Near side, Retkerman, Pringer, high low. Down inside for teammate Hannah Schmidtmeyer, a little too long, off her fingertips. Anna Rockets need to get the crowd into this game. With a big basket, this trip down. Benzman, long pass to Juleskamp, low on the left, turns, misses the five-footer. Oh, what a rebound by Benzman, who went diving in there to get it. And little Avery is plowed to the floor on the shot. Two free throws coming. Wow, what a hustle play by Avery Benzman.
She did a great job. She knew she was going to get hammered, so she got the ball up onto the rim. Got herself two shots instead of the one and one.
Avery at the stripe for Anna, trying to whittle Minster's advantage to 6. It is no good. It hit the back brace.
That was the fourth foul on Pringer also.
Pringer out with 4 for Minster. Back in Savannah Luthman, the 5'10 junior. As Pringer, the 6-foot freshman, sits. Second shot, Avery Benzman got it. 37-30, Minster with 7. Spicer in for Boyd for Anna defensively as Minster inbounds. 8 players in backcourt. It goes to Westerbeck up the right side. Good angle pass ahead to Retkerman. 5:45 left. Fourth quarter of the game. Minster ahead by 7. Retkerman dropped it. Tipped by Benzman. Rockets thought it should have been their ball. It's called Wildcats possession. Ball being inbounded to Hulsman on the arc. Pulls up foul line, extended left. Left corner, Retkerman. She sizes up a 3 ball, a grazed iron. Long rebound, though. It ricochets right back to the Cats. Westerbeck 25 feet away. Gives it up to Luthman. Top of the key. Back to Westerbeck. Head coach Nan Steck-Schulte of Minster signaling. And a 5:20 to go. Let's see if Minster clears out for Westerbeck. Cross-court pass. To Hannah Schmidtmeyer. Now between the rings, it's Westerbeck on Bettinger. Coming out to catch Retkerman. 5 minutes to go. They clear out for Retkerman. She starts to drive. Blocked out of bounds. Juleskamp and Barhorst converged. They put the hammer on her. Ball went off the court of play. Minster inbounding. Baseline left. Ball thrown out back to Westerbeck. Minster is running time off the clock. This possession. 7-point game. Little give and go. into the lane to Schmidtmeyer. Turnaround 8-footer. Westerbeck fed it to her. Hannah couldn't make the shot. Rebound Anna. Benjamin across the Rockets logo at midcourt. Outside the arc on the left of Bettinger. Offensive scoring pace is slowed down now to Spicer, 18 feet away. Big possession for Anna. 4.5 to go in the game. Anna behind the 7. Spicer running one-hander, right baseline. Awkward shot for her. Very unorthodox. Didn't make it, but attracted contact. A Minster player got in her way, and Spicer is at the stripe with 2. Not the typical jump shot by Claire. She was motoring toward the rim when she hurled that one up there. But she was awarded 2 free throws and drills the first. 6-point game, Minster in the lead. 4:28 to go in the fourth. Second shot, Spicer. Deep knee bend, and she connects. 5-point contest. Minster led by as many as 13 in that third quarter. 37-32. 4:18 to go in the fourth. Each team in the 1-on-1. Straight away, 25 feet out. Schmidtmeyer hangs on for Minster. Left side pass to Westerbeck. 4 minutes even to go in the fourth. The cutter, Retterman into the lane. Challenged by Benzman, who almost caused the travel. Near side to Hilsman. Minster reluctant to attack right now. Still leading, but it's only a 5-point spread. 3:50 remaining in the fourth. Hilsman on the arc. Guarded by Hilskamp. Hilsman dribbles. Head coach Nance Techschulte says, stretch out the floor. Space the players. Ball rotated to the left. It goes to Schmidtmeyer, back to Hilsman, straight on top. It's a high screen from Westerbeck. Hilsman down the right side of the lane. Gives it up, gets it back, fires the 3. It is an air ball. It goes out of bounds. Boy, if she made it, Chuck, that would have been a backbreaker for Anna.
Yep.
But the Rockets get a reprieve. It didn't touch iron.
Well, you run a minute off the clock, and then you take a 3. And it was not an uncontested 3. I'm not sure that was a great shot.
3 minutes and 20 seconds left in the game. Anna down 5. Critical offensive possession here. Benzman left side to Hulskamp, 20 feet out. Spicer in the head of the key. Right wing to Barhorst. Gets a screen. Hands it off to Benzman. Benzman on the bounce. 3 minutes to go. Anna behind by 5. It's been a low scoring second half. Barhorst looks for the cutter. It's Hulskamp at the foul line. Right side to Benzman, baseline drive, running one-hander, blocked, but a foul. Luthman got her, and Benzman shoots 2.
Well, Minster has not scored in this quarter.
And that's because the Wildcats have been reluctant to look to score.
It's a combination of the defense, and you're right. Nobody wants to take a look at the basket.
Big free throws here by Avery. Benzman of Anna, it is no good, short. Second one coming, 37-32, Minster by 5, 2:51 left in the fourth. Free throw by Avery, she flexes the knees, swish, she hits, and Anna gets a full timeout. Rockets down 4, under 3 to play on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The Anna Rockets trail the Minster Wildcats by 4, 37-33, with 2:51 to play in this game. Minster's been trying to nurse the lead that briefly got as high as 13 in that third quarter. Minster trying to enter it at the end of the floor, and it's kicked out of bounds by a black jersey. Anna had pressure on. Minster couldn't corral the inbounds pass. It was a short throw right at the feet of the player. Anna inbounding left of the goal.
Well, they're trying to set their screen too close to the basket, and there's no way to get open after the screen set.
Another very important possession for the Rockets to try to shave it down to a 2 or 1 point game. Coming off a screen is Yulskamp to Benzman, dribbling into the right corner. She's doubled, nearly fouled, lost it, got it back. Finds Barhorst low on the right. Turnaround five-footer blocked. Out of bounds by Westerbeck. Well, you've got to be strong inside tonight. Every short-range jumper is contested.
The officiating has been consistent. They've let some contact happen inside, but they've let it happen at both ends.
Yeah, sure have. I like it. Baseline right, better inbounding. On top to Barhorst, foul line extended right. A looping 17-footer, hit the rim, no good. Strong rebound, Minster. Yanked down by Hannah Schmidtmeyer. Long up-court pass, intercepted by Benzman. Rushing the other way. A running one-hander, Benzman, yes! In traffic, Avery Benzman. Oh, she dazzled on that play. It's a two-point game. 37-35, 2 minutes to go. Westerbeck midcourt, right side of Yulsman for Minster. Anna has crept all the way back from a 13-point deficit to close within two with a minute 50 to go in the fourth. High-low on the arc. It is Ruckman dropping off inside to Pringer. She is pinned by two Anna players, one of whom fouls her. 1-1 for the freshman, Courtney Pringer of Minster.
She's 4-for-4 from the line, but there's a little more pressure here with 1:51 to go in the game.
I'd say so, with the score tied, or I should say with Minster ahead by just two. Pringer drops the knees, looks at the basket. Oh, it circled the rim three times and spun off. Anna's got the rebound. A chance to tie or, believe it or not, take the lead. Minute 42 to go. Benzman high left, gets a screen from Spicer. Now to Barhorst, 25 feet away. Another significant possession. Here's a pass rifled in the middle of Yulskamp. It's through her hands, touched by Minster. Oh, that's going to be a controversial call. Minster fans think Anna touched it. Anna believes Minster touched it. Referee appeared to be a little indecisive. Gave it to Anna. Timeout called, minute 32 to go. Wildcats up two on scoresbroadcast.com.
An attractive, comfortable place for your new home is Timber Trail in Anna. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie will construct some of these beautiful new homes right off 25A.
Timber Trails is located very conveniently near I-75, Honda, and the schools.
Anna Village Administrator Nancy Benroth.
One of the major pluses for those living in Anna's new Timber Trail subdivision is the high quality of education available.
Just one of many reasons why you should consider one of these 30 scenic lots developed by Middendorf Builders.
Anna schools have consistently received a state report card rating of excellent.
Timber Trail, created by Middendorf. A superb new home setting with big tax savings.
The lots are at least a half acre, and some of them are wooded. A bonus is that they get property tax abatement for at least 4 years.
Property for sale now at Timber Trail in Anna, Village Utilities and Safety, plus country living in style. Call Mitch Middendorf at 937-295-4219. 295-4219. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building.
Minster Wildcats still up two, not having scored in the entire fourth quarter. A minute 31 left in the fourth. Anna inbounding below the basket to the left, and it's off the back of the leg of a Minster player, goes out of bounds. Anna tries again. Looking as Barhorst lobs to Yulskamp, foul line extended left. Hits Benzman in the right corner, Bettinger. A two-pointer ties, a three-pointer gives Anna the lead. Again, Minster without a point in this entire fourth quarter. We near the one-minute mark. Benzman dribbling 25 feet away, right side to Bettinger. Bettinger, ball high overhead, sends it to Yulskamp. Picked up by Schmidtmeyer of Minster. Now to Benzman, dribbles down the right side of the lane. Here's a running one-hander, unorthodox attempt, too hard, no good. Rebound, Minster tied up. Anna got hands in there. Arrow favors the Wildcats this time.
That's a good call. Pringer got the ball, brought it down to her waist, and Benzman tied her up.
Yep, very good call by the referee. No foul. Good effort by Avery Benzman, who missed the shot. but hastily tied up the rebound. Minster having difficulty inbounding. The five-second count was on, and alertly for the Wildcats, a timeout was called by Schmidtmeyer with 1 minute to go in the game, Chuck. It is a two-point contest. Minster ahead by two.
Minster can't get the basketball in, and the problem they're having is they're setting everything up, trying to set their screens below the foul line. They need to push it out, because if you go set a screen and roll back to the basket, you've got to be open, or if they switch it, the person has to be open, one of the two. But you can't do it down halfway down in the lane because there's too much traffic.
Yeah, just not enough space. The congestion is heavy there, and Minster may have to inbound the ball a good 20 feet in the air or so.
And get your big people out. They're not going to handle the ball anyway. All you're doing is congesting it down there with defense.
I know it's happened before, Chuck, in girls basketball, for the winning team to hang on to victory without scoring in the fourth quarter. Minster is on the verge of doing that right now. A minute left in the game. Minster without a point here in the fourth, still winning 37-35, having almost completely blown a 13-point third-quarter lead.
Good credit to Anna. They've done a great job defensively, and Minster had nobody is looking to score. They need somebody to go down there and shoot the ball this time.
And let's see what Minster has in store for Anna. A couple players for the Wildcats run long. It's inbounded to Hulsman in backcourt. One-and-one situation still in play. Hulsman dribbles up ahead, bounces to Schmidtmeyer. 25 feet away. It's handled by Hannah. Hannah Schmidtmeyer to Westerbeck. Dribbles, foul line. Bettinger on her. Here's a weak pass. Benzman nearly steals. Bettinger, though, hooked the passer and fouled her. 1-1. Minster with 43.5 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Well, this will be Westerbeck's first trip to the free throw line. The only one who shot free throws tonight for Minster is Pringer.
Minster 37, Anna 35, 43.5 to go in the fourth. 1-1, Westerbeck, swish, she's got it. It's perfect. And this would make it a two-possession game, should she make this one, barring a made three and a foul on the shot. Westerbeck shoots it up and in again. Big ones by Rosie Westerbeck. Four-point lead, Minster. 38 seconds to go in the game. Benzman up the floor, right side throw to Barhorst. Ball high overhead. She starts a drive. It is stolen. Outstanding defensive play by Reckerman of Minster. Hands off to Westerbeck in backcourt. And she's grabbed from the backside by Anna. And that is team foul number 9 on Anna, or is it 10?
9.
Still the 1-1. That's significant. 28.6 to go. Anna down 4. Westerbeck, 1, 2, 3 bounces. Shoots the free throw up and in. She is miss clutch here late in the fourth quarter for Minster.
We watched her play as a freshman at New Bremen, thought she was a terrific player. And then we found out she went to Minster. That just really made this team.
Second shot skips all around the rim, hits every centimeter of it, and falls through. Anna down 6, 25 seconds to go. Long three-point jumper by Barhorst for Anna. No good, off the back brace. Rebound caroms out of bounds. Into the Anna crowd, across the way, Minster ball. Wildcats up 6, 41-35, 20.1 to go in the fourth. I guess we could amend what we said a moment ago, Chuck. Minster trying to hang on and win this game without a bucket, a field goal in the fourth. They have hit 4 consecutive free throws, all very critical.
The one in front of the 1-1 twice, and Westerbeck didn't even hit the rim.
Right. Well, Westerbeck's 4 made free throws could very well have sealed this game up.
Got her a Clancy sandwich.
Oh, boy. Yeah, she has dazzled when the game has been on the line, that's for sure.
Well, she had a great second quarter when they pushed the lead out to 5. She scored 7 in that quarter, and she's 4 for 4. She got 15 for the game now.
It is Minster's ball in backcourt. Obviously, Anna needs a steal and maybe a drive to the basket, a foul, a three-point play the old school way to whittle it down to 3. And then maybe get a pick, a missed free throw, and make a shot at the game's very end. Hulsman gets the inbounds pass. She tries to run away from trouble. Anna chasing and fouling Leanne Hulsman with 16.6 to go. Minster had, 37 points at the end of 3?
Yep.
led by 8, 37-29, had a 13-point lead with about 3.5 minutes gone in that third quarter. Free throw is pumped up and made by Leanne Yulesman. The Minster Wildcats have been as cool as cucumbers here at the close of this game, trying to put it away.
So there's only been one field goal in the fourth quarter, and that was Avery Bensman.
Hulsman drops in a pair. Four free throws made by Westerbeck, two by Hulsman. It's an 8-point game. Minster in the lead, 43-35. Borrowers outside the arc, gives it up to Bensman. A line drive, three, off to the right, no good, rebound Minster. Minster shoots the double bonus with 8.6 to go, and that will do it. The Anna Rockets falling from the ranks of the unbeaten here tonight at the hands of the Division IV Minster Wildcats, who are a rock-solid Division IV basketball team, which plays Fort Loramie 1 week from tonight at Minster, and we'll have that game for you right here on scoresbroadcast.com. More free throws by Minster and more foul shots made. This one dropped in by Lindsey Reckerman. Second of two is no good. It clangs off the rim. Rebound Anna, down 9. 5 seconds to go. Bensman cross-court to Bettinger. Inside the arc. A floater from 16. Got it just before the buzzer. And that's it. Minster hangs on to beat Anna after the Rockets had closed within two. 44-37, a 7-point triumph by the Minster Wildcats, who advanced to 10-2 on the year. And the Anna Rockets are saddled with their first defeat of the season. Anna now 10-1. Very good basketball game. The tide turned in that second quarter. Anna seemed to have the upper hand, up by 3, 16-13. Minster tallied 7 in a row and then never trailed. Anna could not get even. Rockets didn't get it tied, did they?
No, they got it within two, and they had a couple of two or three possessions where they could have taken tied or taken the lead,
yeah,
and never didn't score.
Credit Minster's defense. Anna, in its offense, Chuck, seemed to be pressured, rushed, well defended on most every shot all night long.
Yeah, there was nothing uncontested,
nope.
And Nicole Barhorse, who had a terrific start to the game, just really kind of cooled off. Avery Bensman was her usual disruptive self, but Sarah Bettinger had a terrific game for the Rockets tonight.
Simply nothing came free and easy offensively for Anna here tonight, and Minster wins it by a score of 44-37. Anna Rockets' next game is on Thursday right here against Jackson Center in the Shelby County League, and we'll have that game for you. Tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10 on Thursday night right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster travels to Delta St. John's for a Midwest Athletic Conference game on Thursday. And by the way, on Friday night, we tip at 8 from Fairlawn. Rushi on the road against the Fairlawn boys, the Jets and the Raiders. Shelby County League boys action, 7:40 webcast time on Friday night. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Minster, a 7-point winner, getting it done without a field goal in the fourth.
Yeah, they didn't score, but they sure made free throw. They were 7 for 9 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. They were led by Rosie Westerbeck. She had 15, and Courtney Pranger, the freshman, had 12. That's quite a 1-2 punch they got there offensively. And then Leanne Hulsman scored 7. On the other side for Anna, they were led by Sarah Bettinger with 13. And then Macy Huleskamp had 9. They got 7 from Nicole Barhorse. They were 8 of 13 from the free throw line, you know, which is not a bad night, but 11 of 13, got beat by 7, made a nice comeback. I think they just ran out of a little bit of steam there in the fourth quarter.
I thought before the game started, Chuck, that Anna would need to push it to the 50s to win it. Minster wants to keep it down in the low 40s, and the Wildcats followed that script, winning at 44-37. The defense by Minster was simply suffocating most all night long.
Yeah, there was nothing free. There were no gimmies in the game, even when you got the ball. And for a varsity girls game, I don't know if I've ever seen any more held balls than there was in this game. And that's a testament to the quick hands and everybody going after loose balls.
Yeah.
That ball was on the floor. There were people diving for it.
And how much each team wanted this game. They left it all out on the floor tonight. Each club played with
ferocious spirit, a lot of tenacity exhibited tonight. Minster dominating the late second quarter and the third, and held on to win it over Anna, knocking the Rockets from the unbeaten ranks. Anna now 10-1 on the year, and Minster was, what, 9-2 coming in?
So
Minster
10
now,
and two.
Yep, 10-2. And the two clubs swing back into league play on Thursday night. Are Clancy's award winners again?
Well, for Minster, we're going to go with Rosie Westerbeck. She had 15 and 4 for 4 at the front end of the 1-1 twice in the fourth quarter under pressure, 4 for 4 from the line. On the other side, Sarah Bettinger, that's as well as I've seen her play offensively in the years that I've watched them play. So Sarah Bettinger for Anna, Rosie Westerbeck for Minster, Clancy's players of the game.
And Sarah simply did not get enough help in this game tonight. Clancy's Wapa Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
So many thanks tonight to our great underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment at Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News best local sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Middendorf, the household name in building. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. And these Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc., for your business, superior services offered by Wells Brothers are material flow solutions, process piping, and industrial construction, plus electrical, plumbing, and HVAC work. On the web at wellsbrothers.com, Wells Brothers in Anna, just west of I-75 at the Route 119 exit on Shuey Drive. Diversity and excellence both describe Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Chuck truly enjoyed it. The game delivered. We knew it would be close, high-quality game. Offenses played well in spurts. Defenses, though, took the game over. Minster simply had a couple more spurts of offense than did Anna in this game tonight.
Well, they had that big run there in the third quarter. When they pushed it out to double digits like that, Anna, give them credit, they did a nice job of coming back, got it to two, had three possessions to tie it or take the lead, just couldn't get over the hump. And then Minster made free throws late in the game to push it out to the seven-point win.
Minster Fort Loramie next Tuesday at Minster should be another excellent girls basketball game. Minster with a lot of depth, good depth, and the six-footer Courtney Pringer in the middle is only getting better and better and better.
she made one real nice, crisp, left-handed shot.
Yes, she did. Great pass, and she did a great job putting it up with her left hand.
And she shot fouls very well tonight, too.
Right.
Minster going, what, 8 or 9 deep without losing one bit of quality. It's an outstanding Division IV club, and that should be quite a fine contest next Tuesday when Fort Loramie and Minster hook up at the Wildcats gym. Again, Anna's next game on Thursday against Jackson Center. We've got it here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our first look at the Tigers.
Looking forward to that. I mean, they had a terrific volleyball. Obviously, they won the state. And they still, and some of those athletes are out there. I'm looking forward to seeing them play.
Yes, the potential is there. The offense is slowly but surely coming around. That's the key for the Jackson Center ladies. The defense is a constant. On a night when Jackson Center is running its offense and making the shots it gets out of its offense, that's when the Tigers can be tough to beat. And they usually play Anna very strong. We look for an excellent game here on Thursday night at Anna. So many thanks to Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee alongside, stats, color, on-site engineering. Once again, the final score on the Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supply scoreboard, Minster 44, Anna 37.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.